Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Would you let your child play rugby? We got an interesting Facebook message from a woman who is worried about her 7-year-old son starting rugby. Now, have a listen. She says, "Hi, Niall. Can you talk about kids playing rugby on your show? Because my husband wants to enroll our son in the local rugby club. My son is 7 and has always had an interest in sports since he was old enough to understand and goes to all the rugby matches with his father. I have no problem with a child playing the likes of GAA. But rugby is where I draw the line. My husband is pig-headed about it and he tells me how he played rugby in his youth in his early 20s and adored it. The matter in which he tends to forget is that during rugby, his rugby career, he had numerous head concussions and now has a dodgy knee because of it. I understand it's a non-contact sport for a 7-year-old, but I don't want him continuing to play the sport that could severely damage him and, in worst-case scenario, kill him. I just don't think rugby is a good sport for children." Now, obviously with a 7-year-old playing rugby, it's non-contact, okay? They don't have the same contact they would have as adults. But what our concern is that he'll get to like rugby and he'll stay playing it throughout his secondary school years and then get into the contact aspect of the sport, which, you know, can be quite dangerous. Let's be clear about it. You know, that's why rugby players are quite big people. They're large people. They tend to be quite muscular and strong, as Aisling will tell you on a regular basis when she watches men playing rugby. She has a bit of a thing for rugby players. I don't know what that's all about. But anyway, so can you understand why this mother is concerned? No, genuinely. I suppose not just rugby, contact sports, boxing and MMA and all that kind of stuff. I mean, would you be all right with your kid playing a contact sport like rugby? Or is she kind of... is she over-exaggerating it a bit? I'll be honest with you, many, many years ago, my child wanted to go, my daughter, wanted to do a bit of horse riding. And I'll be honest with you, as a parent, I was terrified. Because I'd heard so many stories. At the time, Christopher Reeve, I think, had just died. But anyway, I had so many stories of, you know, children falling off horses and breaking their necks. And so, look, I didn't want to say no, obviously. And she was brought. And the first week she went, I think it was the first week, I think she fell off the horse. But thankfully fell in an okay way that she didn't hurt herself and decided herself, I don't want to do that again. I'll be honest with you, I shed a sigh of relief. And I was quite happy she didn't want to do it again. Because I think it's dangerous for a young child. Now, I'm probably wrong and an overprotective parent, but how do you feel about that? How do you feel about, say, if your little kid at 7 came to say, well, I want to do boxing or MMA. This kid wants to play rugby, and it is a contact sport. The idea, of course, is to get the ball, but we all know what happens. The number is 087-188-0008. Is this mother right to have her child avoid contact sports like rugby? Wayne, you're in Ireland's Classic Hits. How you doing, Wayne?
Hi, Niall. How are you doing? You well?
Good. So now you teach or coach under-14s.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
In rugby. So what do you make of this mother's kind of email, and basically she doesn't want her son in a sport that will eventually become a contact sport?
I've witnessed it, Niall, firsthand. I'm coaching my boys since they were 7 years old. I came from a background where I actually coached senior rugby and senior Gaelic football. And I was actually with the Inter-County Board for Meath at one time. So I've coached various codes at a good level, senior level. And these boys were the first kids I'd ever coached. And my opinion on it would be, if the coaching is good, which invariably it is at rugby level at all clubs, to be honest, with the exception of maybe a few. You know, for parents that don't understand the game, we had one kid before, brilliant hurler, brilliant footballer, really hardy little fella. And he came down because the rugby team I coach are actually, they're actually a very good team. And
if you do say so yourself.
No, but they actually are. They'd be well known.
I'm only joking.
And he came down, word travels through the schools, you know, if a team is winning all the time. So a couple of lads wanted a piece of the action. This kid came down, brilliant, very brave, loved it, and came down for a week. And on the second week, his mother was watching from the car. And she came up to me afterwards and said, "God, Wayne, I can't have him playing this." And I said, what are you talking about? She said, I seen 5 or 6 of them jumping on the ball there, hitting each other. I thought they were going to kill each other. I said, no, I said, that's actually called a ruck. I said, what they're doing, I said, they actually, it's a technical term, I said, and they know what they're doing. It's a ruck. But she just seen it as 4 or 5 lads
piling on top of each other. Okay, explain to people first, if you can, because maybe explain to me too, because I'm a bit ignorant about the sport myself. But Leprechaun Rugby was developed to introduce the game of rugby union to young players.
So, that's right. Yeah.
So it's a non-tackling and soft contact nature, I suppose, that was what it,
but, it is.
So what's the difference between that and rugby?
So look, when they're little kids like that, you know, you're getting them to, you know, a popular game, I suppose, that Leprechauns would be the likes of Bulldog that kids would play in the schoolyard playground.
Rover. Do you remember Red Rover?
Yeah, exactly. The same type of concept. And what it is, really, is you're just getting them to introduce very softly, in a very playful manner, that they make contact, some sort of contact, whether it's just touching their hands on the other kid's chest, and then they stop, and then they roll the ball through, and then you're sort of teaching them about evasion skills, moving left, moving right, seeing where there's space. They don't know it at that age, obviously, but you as a coach are ultimately trying to teach them these little skills.
But are they not watching their heroes on a Sunday afternoon on telly, and then going in and doing, when you're coaching them, and they instinctively want to dive on somebody?
No, because I'll tell you, Niall, it's not a very instinctive thing to do, to put your head and shoulder in a place where you know you're going to take a physical contact and a big hit. Like, even my lads at 14, every under 14s around the country, like some of the kids now, some of my forwards, you know, are 5'10". They're probably 13, 14 stone. Some of them, you know, they're big lads. And it's not an instinctive thing. When you see a kid that size running at you, that's probably bigger than you, at full steam, and you're bending in to make a physical contact maneuver to stop him in his dead in his tracks. So it's all coached.
Yeah, but I mean, by the way, I'm not having a go. I'm just not a rugby fan. I'm not a football fan. I'm not a sporting fan, to be honest, generally speaking. But it just doesn't interest me, because my father was so involved with the FAI, so it just doesn't interest me. But in saying that, when I look at, say, sports like soccer or GAA, clearly, rugby is a little bit more dangerous. I remember speaking there to someone who had told me that they were, you know, they were teenagers playing rugby. One of the players was, I think, paralysed from from a bad tackle. So these things can happen. Now, I know they're isolated, but they can happen.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can have serious concussion and, you know, head damage as well, you know.
They can, of course. Look, it can happen in any sport. You know, and as I said, my young lad plays hurling, Gaelic and rugby. And
Which of the three of them would you say is more dangerous? The hurling?
I'd say probably the hurling, insofar as, and I've seen it, if a kid is having a bad day and he's after being maybe dispossessed in a ruck or something, it's very easy in temper, and a lot of kids have, don't forget, most of these kids that are playing these sports have a competitive nature to them, or they wouldn't be playing the sport in the first place. You know, you'll see a hurl being swiped out in the wrong way. It's a lot easier, let's put it this way, it's a lot easier to lose control with a stick in your hand.
Of course.
At that age I'm talking about.
Yeah, and what about young girls, by the way? Are we encouraging more young girls, to play rugby? Because obviously you as a coach, are we making it more accessible to young girls, or encouraging more young girls to get into it?
Yeah, I think there's some clubs are making serious headway with girls playing the sport. Our club, unfortunately, isn't at that level yet in terms of trying to get big numbers of girls in. But I have seen it now. Again, I remember 2 years ago, a particular club in Dublin we used to play against, and they had two girls playing on the team with the boys.
Okay.
Which would be common practice. And to be honest with you, and two fine players, by the way, two very good girls to play.
Yeah.
One was actually a forward, very physical girl, very good at what she done, and the other was a scrum half, very clever.
Some of these girls will put a lot of young lads to shame.
They would in terms of their skill set, they would.
Yeah.
But the thing about it is, we played this particular team 2 years ago, and then my number eight hit the girl hard, fair tackle, and he hurt her. And the reality is, in my opinion, I don't think it would have had the same effect had it been
a boy.
Yes, of course.
You're not being sexist. You're just being logical. That there is obviously more injuries they can get. Yes, we understand that.
Yeah. And my own daughter is 9, and she's asking me continuously, because she knows my love of rugby, can she come down and play with the under-10s. Now, she's a hardy little snipe, and she's probably she's stockier than most girls her age, because she's on medication for asthma and all steroids, though. So she'll be a little bit heavier than not overly fat.
And you let her play.
And that's the point. I would feel uncomfortable, honestly, letting her play with boys at under 10s or 11s. I don't know whether it's a father instinct / coaching instinct.
See, but then you're the same as the woman in the email who doesn't want to let her son play. Maybe that's a motherly instinct.
No, it's not. No, completely different.
You're doing it for biological reasons.
Yeah, if she was playing with a girls' team, absolutely no problem. I'd be the first to bring her down. If there was a local girls' team in my area, she'd be down playing already because she'd love it. It's the concept of playing with boys I have an issue with. But in answer to this girl's concerns, look, the concerns are valid, and there's been big news made between American football and rugby over the last 3 years with concussions and various things. I can tell you for certain, in the last 12 months alone, there's been huge improvements in terms of player safety, even at a young level. One of my kids, very integral part of my team, took a bad knock last week, I think it was, or the week before last, 20 minutes from the end of the game. He'd be a fly half or an inside centre, and he was concussed. There's no doubt he was concussed. And he's gone. He's not allowed to play any sports for club or school for 20 days. And I would imagine, certainly me as his coach for rugby and other coaches that he plays with, would adhere to those rules, and obviously his mum and dad would know. So he's not sent to any sports for 20 days.
And how old is he? How old is he?
He'd be 13.
Okay. All right, okay.
And that's 20 days, regardless. So that wasn't in.
And was he okay? He got a fair bang on the head. Is he all right, yeah?
No, he did get a bang, yeah. And he's a hardy kid, you know. He wouldn't go down unless he was really hurt, you know, as most of these kids are anyway. So, oh no, he was dazed. He was concussed. There's no doubt he was concussed. And I actually, I'm a physical therapist myself, and I have a master's degree in sports science, so I'd have a fair idea.
Well, hopefully he makes a full recovery. Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah, so he did. He did, but he did not. But that's what I'm saying. So it has improved.
Yeah, so I suppose, yeah, the whole idea of the 20 days is just to give a fair amount of time just in case there's any after effects or something that doesn't...
It is, because all coaches, bear in mind, even at that level, are selfish. You know,
oh, of course, yeah. If it's a good player and they want him on the team for Saturday, they want him on the team. Yeah. No, I get it, and that's the right attitude. Listen, I have to move on because I have lots of people to get to. But listen, thank you very much, Dean. I appreciate you coming on the air, Wayne. Wayne coaches under 14 rugbies, but Martha has a 4-year-old daughter who does Krav Maga. Now, I've never heard of Krav Maga. Is it Krav Maga, Martha, or Krav Maga?
It is Krav Maga.
Okay. So just to explain to people what it is, it's an Israeli martial art which is widely accepted in the military police and similar branches of defence forces, etc. Barehanded and even armed attackers. It probably comes as no surprise, it says here, that the world's most effective and dangerous form of martial art is also the deadliest in the world. Jeepers. And your 4-year-old does it.
She's 4. She's a girl and she does it.
I do apologise. She. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, it's a little girl, yeah. She absolutely loves it. Now, the main thing about that is that the most important part is that it's designed for self-defense, mostly.
Yes, okay. That's a good idea, for particularly a young girl, I suppose, and what we're talking about quite a lot lately in the news.
Exactly, and that's my point of view at this situation. Like, the world that we're living is getting more and more dangerous. I want my daughter to be able to look after herself and to be able to defend herself if she has to do so.
Okay.
So she started her classes recently. She took in like a fish to the water, and I have to say, the things that she learns there, I'm actually amazed. Like, even at that age, like, they teach them what to do in case if you will get grabbed by your neck, how to defend yourself. They use their fists, they use their legs, they use pretty much everything they have. And
but they also, as well as teaching defensive, they also teach offensive as well. So they will be teaching her then, I suppose, in time, how to, you know, attack somebody else if, you know, they do something wrong with them.
Yes.
Yeah.
But they will. And I'm prepared for that and I'm okay with that because I love the way they teach them that this is not something that you do if you're angry. So I know she will never use it against someone. Let's say somebody will make her angry at school. I know she will not use her fist against someone else because that's what they're teaching them from the early age. you don't fight with people. You only defend yourself from an enemy. So it is a contact sport, and she will be at some stage put, if she will decide to carry on, she will be put on the ring and she will be allowed to fight. And I'm absolutely.
And are you okay with that when she's, say, 13 or 14, that she may be in competitions?
Absolutely.
But as a mom, as a mother, would you really like to see your daughter, or your son for that matter, right? But I'm not trying to be sexist here. But would you like to see any of your kids in a ring for competition, beating the living bejapers, and then somebody else beating the living bejapers out of them? Would you like to, I mean, look at Conor McGregor or somebody like that. Would you like to see your children be like that?
Obviously, I would not like.
Well, I'd like his money, by the way.
But I am prepared for that, because that's what comes together with it. If that's her passion, I will never stop her from it. So, yes, my heart will break if she will be getting the beating up.
Yeah.
But then if she'll win, the look on her face will be priceless. I know how proud she will be of herself. Mm-hmm. And that's more of my focus.
I don't know if I could ever get used to my child coming home with black eyes. You know what I mean? Because that's her sport.
She came back home last week with a bruise on her chin. I asked her, Mia, is it sore? She said, no, mommy, it's good. I went for Haya. That's how she calls that. She doesn't go for the sport. She goes for.
I'm surprised she didn't say to you, "You want to see the other person?"
Oh, let me say, I've seen her once. They had a little bit of the sparring, so I've seen her once, and she is good. I have to say.
Okay, she obviously loves it, and it's something for her to do, and an interest for her. And of course,
I think it just runs in the family. Myself, I did boxing. I was a member of a boxing club.
Okay.
My husband did the MMA.
Okay. So it kind of runs in the family. Okay, martial arts run in the family. But look, I don't see anything wrong. I think it's a great idea to teach a young girl, particularly from a very young age, self-defense. In the world we live in, you're right. I think actually for everybody, we should all learn a bit of self-defense. It's good to know what to do if somebody grabs you by the arms, grabs you by the neck, puts you in a headlock, whatever it happens to be. You should all know how to defend yourselves. But I'd be concerned later on in life, in competitions. I mean, I know there's an article in the paper today about Conor McGregor being, what, the wealthiest athlete, is it, in the world? I mean, I'd like his money, but I wouldn't get into a ring and do what he does. And I just don't like Conor McGregor anyway. Martha, thank you for that. The number's 087-188-0008. Would you let your child play a contact sport? All right, let's have a listen to some of these WhatsApp audio messages as well.
Hi, and I love the show. Good afternoon. Paul here. Can't come on, but I watched a film recently with Will Smith, and it was a film called Concussion, and it covered a great fact about American football, where they're dressed up in the headgear, shoulder gear, all padded up and the whole lot, but it did create a big impact, and it sent some of them kind of crazy. A good few of them, you know, ended up committing suicide and just completely going off their head. It's an amazing film. Have a look at it. But, it, you know, with the Irish rugby players that don't really wear much protection compared to the American footballers, yeah, it was kind of an eye-opener. And the NFL didn't really want to realise that this was actually happening. And it ended up, you know, they were trying to disbar him for, you know, it was a true story, trying to disbar him as a doctor and the whole lot. But yeah, so I would be very careful with that end of it, although it's a great sport and I love it, but it's a great sport, yeah.
Good to watch. You just wouldn't do it yourself, so to speak. Robbie, you're in Ireland's Classic Hits. How you doing, Robbie?
I just agree with him. That is a really interesting film.
It is, yeah. I haven't watched the movie, but I've seen clips of it, all right, and I must get to watch it, actually.
It's called
Concussion with Will Smith, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So what about, so the mother wants or doesn't want the child to play rugby, but the father does. What would you do in this situation?
Well, I mean, look, if the young lad wants to play and it's non-contact, look, in 3 or 4 years he might get sick if I want to play tennis, you know. But there's injuries in every sport, like even tennis elbow, ballet, dancing, you know, tear ligaments in your ankles. But I think she's saying that he's being a bit pig-headed. So is she, and you know, in the other sense, like, she's being a pig-headed as well, saying, like, I don't want the child to do this. But, I mean, look, it's a two-way street. If the father is pressing the child to do it, then it's wrong. If the mother's pressing the child not to do it, it's wrong. But if the child does it and the child wants to do it, the mother should agree. And if the child wants to stop doing it, then the father should agree and stop.
How would you feel if one of your daughters, how old are your daughters, by the way? Are they older now, aren't they?
They're 13, 14 and 18.
Okay, so let's say the 13-year-old wants to do, come out to you and said, I want to do MMA.
Well, I just had that conversation there. I can't stand McGregor, and I can't. That's not a sport. I don't think it's a sport. I think it's two blokes outside the pub on O'Connell Street, 12 o'clock at night, beating the shit out of each other.
Except but, it's in the ring and getting money for it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I have absolutely zero interest in that whatsoever.
Okay, but if your child wants to do it, it's a sport, according to some people.
No, I wouldn't let them do that, no.
What about your little girl wants to play rugby?
I actually don't like women's rugby. Strangely enough,
Robbie, you can't be turning around and saying the mother is pig-headed for wanting to protect her son, you turn around and tell me the same thing. You wouldn't probably let your daughter do it.
Oh yeah, well I mean, like that's where she's. Well, her husband wants the daughter to play. My daughter doesn't want to play. Like I just don't like women's rugby. To be honest with you,
why? Why don't you like women's rugby?
I just don't think it's good.
Well, it's not the same. It's not the same as men's rugby.
I watch rugby when it's the internationals and stuff. I wouldn't call myself a rugby fan as such, you know. I'd probably watch the World Cup and the Six Nations, but that's about it. But
do you think it's sexist that you don't like women's rugby?
No, because I would have female family members, quite a few of them, who love rugby, like Ash there, and just can't stand watching
rugby. Well, Ash only watches the rugby for one reason, and one reason only. It's not for the sport.
Yeah, but the female members, and there's quite a few female members in my family who like rugby, but they just can't stand the women's rugby.
Yeah, that's because they like looking at the men in the shorts. Robbie, I'm running out of time. But listen, thank you very much indeed, Robbie, and I appreciate you coming on the air.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.